بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن شاء الله we'll be discussing the laws pertaining to فطرة صدقة الفطر. صدقة الفطر or فطرة is a compulsory form of charity, a compulsory form of sadaqah, such as zakah. As far as the ruling is concerned with regards to fitra, what is the hukam? It is wajib on whom zakah is wajib. Whoever pays zakah, it's compulsory upon that person to also pay fitra. So the one who on the day of Eid owns wealth, zakatable wealth, zakatable assets that are equivalent to the nisab, his net, the net amount. The same, exact same way as you work out and you calculate your zakah, you look at your zakatable assets and you then minus from your zakatable assets all your liabilities, debts, and so forth. Your net amount that you are left with, if it is beyond your basic needs and requirements, and it is equal to or more than the nisab, on Eid mornings, the time Fajr set in on the day of Eid, then you will say you own the nisab amount, and fitra is compulsory upon you. Even if 1 year, the difference between fitra and zakah, even if 1 year did not pass over that amount. So that person, male or female, will have to discharge the fitrah. Fitrah becomes wajib when the day of fitr dawns. So on the day of Eid, the first of Shawwal, at the time of Fajr, that is when it becomes wajib for you to pay. The time sets in then. And you have the whole day of Eid to pay it. The father must pay on behalf of underage kids. It is compulsory upon the father that he will pay the fitrah for his children who have not yet reached the age of puberty. This is another difference between zakah and fitrah. Zakah, you don't pay on behalf of your children, even if they are wealthy, underage children. Even if they have much more than the nisab, there's no zakah on that wealth, so long as it belongs to the child. But fitra, the child is underage, the boy or the girl, the father must pay the fitra on behalf of the child, irrespective of whether the child is wealthy or not. Whether the child owns nisab or does not have the amount equivalent to nisab, the father must pay on behalf of the child. Yes, if the child possesses an amount equal to nisab or more than the nisab, then according to the Hanafi school of thought, the father can pay from the child's wealth. It is not compulsory on the husband to pay on behalf of the wife. The father must only pay on behalf of his underage children. On behalf of the wife, she will be treated independently. We will look at her situation independently. If she owns nisab and she has to pay zakah, then she must discharge her fitrah. And if she does not pay zakah because her net zakatable asset is not equivalent to nisab, then she doesn't pay fitra as well. So she is treated independently. Yes, the husband can pay on her behalf with her permission, as is the situation with zakah, but we encourage them to spend of their own wealth. And fitra is a small amount. This year, the Hanafis, the minimum amount. When you see 20 rand, that's the minimum. It doesn't mean I must pay 20 rand. I can't pay more than that. You can pay more. 20 rand for the Hanafi this year, 1440. Right? That's the minimum per person. And for the Shafi'i, it's 27 rand. The minimum for this year. It is preferably to pay the fitrah amount before Eid Salah. Before the Eid Salah. it is preferable to pay the fitra amount at that time. As we said, it becomes wajib on the day of Eid. You have the whole day of Eid to discharge it. You are not allowed to delay the fitra after the day of Eid. But if one has delayed and there was negligence on his part, or he forgot to pay the fitra on the day of Eid, then he must pay it after the day of Eid, even though the time has lapsed. But it's not allowed to do that. One can pay in advance from the beginning of Ramadan. You can also pay in advance. In fact, today, many ulama consider this to be better. They discharge the fitra in Ramadan, so the poor and the needy have some funds to prepare for Eid. The whole purpose of fitra is so that the poor and needy can have something for the day of Eid. Now sometimes when you give it to them on Eid morning, there's not much that they can do with that in terms of preparation for the day of Eid, because the day of Eid has already set in. This is preferable to discharge it in the month of Ramadan before the day of Eid. It is allowed, and in fact in some situations preferable. Some people feel that you only pay fitra if you fasted in Ramadan. Fitra must be paid by everyone who falls within that category of those who pay zakat. Whether that person fasted in Ramadan or did not fast during the month of Ramadan. Some people, due to extreme old age and weakness, they are exempted from fasting, but they must pay the fitra if they are owners of nisab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that your fast remains suspended. It doesn't earn acceptance in the court of Allah azza wa jal until the fitra amount is paid. So we shouldn't show any negligence with regards to fitra. As far as the recipient of fitra is concerned, who do I pay my fitra to? Remember, there's a general principle. Every obligatory sadaqah. What are obligatory sadaqahs? Number one, zakah. Number two, fitra is an obligatory sadaqah. Fidya, those who can't fast due to old age or medical reasons, they cannot fast. They pay fidya, that's an obligatory payment. Kafara, a person broke an oath and he has to now pay that penalty and amount. That's an obligatory payment can only be given to recipients of zakah. Right. So the same will apply to fitra. It can only be given to that same person whom zakah can be given to. The person must be a Muslim. The person zakatable and surplus non-zakatable assets, the net must be less than nisab, not more than nisab. And all the same conditions that apply to zakah will apply to fitra, tamliq. What is tamliq? Transfer of ownership. So you can't use fitra funds to have like a feeding scheme. Take your fitra and contribute it towards a feeding scheme, because tamliq has to take place. Transfer of ownership. It must be transferred into the ownership of an eligible recipient of fitra or zakah. Fitra cannot be used. For the construction of masjid and for welfare projects and for the construction of madrasas and orphanages and so forth. Why? It's not going into the ownership of an eligible recipient of zakah. Fitra cannot be given to one's ascendants. You cannot give fitra to your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Fitra cannot be given to your descendants, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Fitra cannot be given to the spouse. Same rules of zakah. The wife cannot give zakah, her fitra to the husband. Even the husband is poor, the husband cannot give it to the wife. Yet, other relatives, apart from ascendants, descendants and the spouse, you can give the fitra and zakah to those relatives if they are eligible recipients of zakah and fitra. May Allah grant us in this.